I really pray that you will take hold of this message tonight. First of all, when you go to in the book of Matthew, when you go to Isaiah, when you go through the Word of God, you can hear the prophecy foretelling concerning there in the temple, Zechariah. He gets a message from the angel about John the Baptist, how he would be a forerunner. But I want to go to a place here. I pray to God that He will show me how to preach this. I need this. First of all, when we really hear and see a lot about John, even though, now take hold of this, here it was when Mary went to Elizabeth, she was greeted. They greeted one another, and John the Baptist was in the womb of Elizabeth, and when he heard the word of God, he rejoiced and jumped and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you hear that? Amen. Now, this is John. This is not your little somebody that just comes to school or church. Now, this is the prophet that's going to foretell and prepare the way of the Lord. Amen to God. This is John now. Take hold of this. When you read about this man, God lifts him up greatly. Do you hear me? But yet John declares the coming of the Lord. Next thing you know, here comes a man out of the wilderness. He comes out of the way. He's a forerunner of Christ, preparing the way of the coming of the Lord. Amen. That was his call, his message. Amen. Full of the Holy Ghost. He didn't look like your ordinary preacher. Do you hear me what I'm saying? He's eating wild honey and locusts and had camel hair girded with leather. But he comes out of the wilderness, led of the Holy Ghost, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He's made his path straight. Yeah. He knows by the Holy Ghost in that water. They're coming in there to be baptized. And he said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. Amen. Lay the axe to the tree. If it's not bearing what it's supposed to do, hew the thing down. Do you hear me? Yeah. Oh God, we need to bring fruit meet for repentance. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We must show God. We can come here and say how much excuses. God ain't looking for an excuse. He's looking for repentance from dead works and turn around and walk out of here and say, I've just been touched by God. He's restored me. He's renewed me. He's called me to do what He's called me to do, and I must be obedient in doing it. Do you hear that? Now, here's John the Baptist. Those disciples came there. They said, what must we do? He told them, come out here. He said, I baptize you with water, but there one coming after me that's mightier than I. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This was a man of God sent from God Almighty to prepare the way of the Son of the Most High God. When he sees him coming into that water. All of a sudden he knew by the Spirit of God, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Oh God, do you hear this tonight? He said, I must decrease for him to increase. He knew who this Christ was standing there in that water. I need you to baptize me, a man full of the Holy Ghost, a voice crying in the wilderness. I believe we need some people to start crying, he's coming again. We need some forerunners saying, prepare to meet the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Now here's John the Baptist. Take a hold of this. In that water, he looks at him. Forerunner. This wasn't just your ordinary man showing up at the river. He's there doing the work of God Almighty. Now as he comes into that water, think of this tonight. He's standing there. And then he said, I have need that you baptize me. But the Lord said, suffer it to be so that all righteousness be fulfilled.
Amen.
He baptizes him in that water. And oh, when he comes up out of that water, Here's John the Baptist. He sees and hears a voice. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. This man knew who Christ was. This man knew the calling of God. And yet, dear God, one day he stands there and he tells Herod, it's unlawful to have your brother's wife. He stands there preaching the gospel. He never backed up from nothing, brother. He stood there being full of the Holy Ghost and the fire of God, and yet he knew who Christ was. But it's not so, not too long from there, we find John the Baptist in prison. Do you hear that? He's in prison. Now, as he's in prison, think what happened here. Here's John. He's troubled. He's bothered. Have you ever been there before when the enemy's fighting you? Everything's coming against you. Oh, dear God, the devil's trying to sift you. The devil's trying to get you to waver. And here's John in that prison, and he calls two of his disciples. And here's what he says to them. He said, go and ask him. Go there. Should we look for another? Do you hear me? My God, he saw him at that river. I'm telling you, this man wasn't backslid. He was a prophet of God, Lord. No man born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. But he's troubled. He's bothered. He needs to hear a word from the Lord. He needs an answer from God. I'm telling you, we can go through times of trouble, like Janelle said, but what we need to do, stop and go to that place and say, I need a fresh word from you, Lord. I need a fresh anointing. I need a fire. I need somebody, God. Oh, my God. Somebody that would call me. Somebody would say, I got a word for you again.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here it was. John's there. He's troubled.
Amen.
And he said that he calls two of his disciples. And he said, go ask him. Do we look for another? Do I look for another? Oh, God, he's troubled. He's bothered. You know, you think, well, how could this be? Is his question here? Do I look for another? Do I look for another? Listen to this. Listen to what John says there. He says, now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. He heard again. He heard what he was doing. Yeah. Do you hear that? John already said what he was going to do. Do you hear that? John already had that confirming. He heard the voice of God. Yeah. But now he's in prison. He's probably troubled. He's probably bothered. Do you hear that? Like Paul, do you hear me? He's in prison. But the Lord would come to him and say, Paul, I'm with you right now. I'm right there with you, Paul. I mean, there's times Paul was hurting. Paul was forsaken. But in that prison, Paul knew what to question. He had the answer. Oh my God, I heard it here tonight. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I need to hear from God once in a while.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, just speak the word and your servant will obey.
Amen.
John in prison, he calls those disciples, are thy he, or do we look for another?
Amen.
Now remember, he was looking for him in that river Jordan. And when he saw him, the Holy Ghost let him know, that's him. Behold, amen, the Lamb of God.
Yes. Amen.
Why does this happen this way? I thought, Lord, because all hell's fighting against him.
That's right, amen.
Do you hear that?
Amen.
The devil's fighting against him.
That's right.
That thought becomes there. Do you hear me? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He's troubled. He needs to hear a fresh word from the Lord. He knows this. He's troubled though. And when you read this with John, do you hear that? Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two. In the mouth of two or three, every word is established. Do you hear me? He heard from God one day. He stood there to witness this was the Christ, amen, and he heard, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, hear him. Well, the old John, he needed to just have another word. I'm telling you, we're begotten by the word, we're kept by the word, we're sanctified by the word, we're washed by the word. That word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll abide God, somebody. We need the word of God more than we do, my Lord, the very food we eat.
That's right, amen.
Yes.
He said there, Oh, God, he said there. Oh, just listen to this again. He said there. He sent the two disciples and said unto him, here's what he told those disciples to do. Are thou he that should come? I'd like to say, John, what do you mean? You met him there at the River of Jordan. And why are you asking me? Why are you asking us? Do we look for another? This was John. This was John the Baptist.
Greatest prophet.
Do you hear that? No greater than a prophet. This man was the prophet of God, a forerunner. But yet in that prison, the enemy is fighting so hard. That's why we must put on, oh, the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
Those fiery darts are coming after Christian. Do you hear me? He's going to try to get you to waver. Come on now.
Yes.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me? There's a battle between the spirit and the flesh. Do you hear me?
Right.
I've been down praying before, and it's like heaven is shut blessed. Do you hear me? And I begin to say, God, where you at? I can stand here tonight and say, greater is he that's in me, that's he that's in the world. Maybe John could have said that, but he didn't. He needed a confirmation from God. He's troubled in his spirit. Have you ever been there? Sometimes you just feel like almost giving up. The battle gets hard once in a while. But let us not be weary in well-doing. My God, if we will not faint, we'll be overcomers by the blood of Jesus. In the time, I'm telling you, that Red Sea is wider than you can cross. But I can tell you, he'll make a way where there seemeth no way. Hold on. Joy will come in the morning, saith God.
Amen.
Be of good cheer.
Yes.
In his eyes, saith the Lord. We need that. You know, the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yes.
Let patience have its perfect work.
Yes.
We're not talking about just somebody that knew him a little bit. This is someone that baptized him and said, I'm unworthy to even stoop and loosen the latches upon your feet.
Amen.
Amen. Do you hear that? And when he saw him, the more I see him, the more I've learned to decrease. I've learned to decrease.
Yeah.
There's times I've been down praying. Lord, I remember one time, but down praying, I said, oh God, now maybe you haven't, but I have. I said, Lord, where you at? I need you.
Yeah.
I need you, Lord. I need you. And I know I can quote the scripture and say, well, the just shall walk by faith. A lot of times you'll find me on my knees crawling by faith. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Saying, oh God, where you at? I've been hurting. I've been in a place where I couldn't go no longer. I said, my Lord and my God, the pain is so unbearable. I just felt like giving up, not giving up on Christ, but just giving up. Do you hear me?
Amen.
I said, oh my God, I'm telling you, the devil's real.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. The devil, hear me, don't play with the devil, church.
Amen.
He'll play games with you. But he meant for one reason. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
But Christ come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm telling you, my Lord, if your wife walks out, he won't walk out. If the man walks, he won't walk out. But I'm telling you, long I've read this book, he said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you, but lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. I'm telling you, he will never lie. It's impossible for God to do so.
Amen.
And there's been there, that voice begins hitting in one ear. Where's your God at now?
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, look at the shape you're in. Why are you in this shape? Well, you know, well, you got a bad report. You're in bad condition. All of a sudden, now where's your God at? Do you hear me? I said, oh, it's easy to say, Lord, let me be like Job. But I said, oh, Lord God, help me keep a hedge around me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't let it down, Lord. But you know what? He's going to bring it down at times.
Yeah, amen.
Come on, now, he's going to let you know just what you're made of.
Amen.
More than clay. Hear me what I'm saying.
Amen.
I said, oh, God, look at Job. I mean, dear Lord, I mean, dear God, the devil's hit him every way he could. And yet the man of God said, though yet he slay me, I will trust in him. Oh my God, my God. Isn't there something? Some of us, we get a bellyache. We get a bellyache. And say, Lord, the devil, he said, no, you ate the wrong thing. Yeah. Come on now, you've been eating on the world. Come on now. Oh, what you've been belching up is a...
Amen.
Come on, amen. Shout with me a little bit. Oh, God, help me. Come on, let's take and eat all of this. Let's take and eat all of the Word of God. Open your mouth wide and He'll start filling you. Open your ears and say, let me hear what the Spirit is saying to me, God. I need an answer. I need a fresh word from heaven. I can go another mile if you just speak to me.
Amen.
I thought, oh, God, I've been there. I can tell you, it seems like I've been there a lot of times. I found out, like what David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. And I found out a lot of people in church has got the spirit of fear about them. Come on now, come on now. But God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you, oh Lord God, He gave you the spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. Be careful what that thought comes. If it doesn't exalt Christ, cast the thing down right now. Cast it down. Now I'm not preaching against John for one moment. Do you hear me? If I seen him today, I'd say, oh, let me unlashing your shoes a while. Do you hear me? But John said, is it you or do we look for another? How could that be? I could say, John, some of those disciples could have been those there that day, heard his voice. They could have said, John, that is John the Baptist. You know that. Why would you want us to ask him? Are you somebody? Do we look for somebody else? Oh my God, my God, my God. They that look for him, he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He's found, Lord and my God, somebody. I'm telling you, let's quit looking in the world. Let's quit looking down Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's quit looking down there. Let's look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad. But I can tell you right now, we're in a battle. And the devil knows he has a short time left. I just wish the church knew that. I wish the church knew that. All things continue as they were. Well, I can tell you, John wasn't down there at that river that day, brother. He's locked up in prison.
That's right,
I'd like to came to him and say, I want to speak a word to you in due season.
Amen.
How good, come on now, sometimes it's good to speak a word to a brother.
That's right.
In due season.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good, especially when you know it's from God.
Amen.
So, those disciples... Here's what they did. Listen what they did. Listen what they did. I mean, it's amazing when you read this. I thought, Lord, I said, here he said, now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come? Now you think of that. That wasn't no little baby in Christ. This is a prophet, brother.
Amen.
This is a prophet of God. Now, you know something? Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't stay in that cave too long.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Don't stay at that brook too long. Because you know what sometimes God has to do? I'm going to dry the thing up to get you.
That's right. Amen.
Shout. Yeah, them ravens are doing good here. When I wake up, I got a dinner right here. Oh, the water, the brook. But God said, well, sometimes I got to dry it up a little bit.
Amen. That's right.
Because the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after right, for they shall be filled. We are becoming a church food. And then when the word comes, dear God, I'm overflowing now. You hear me what I'm saying?
Glory!
Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me? You can say, well, brother, you ain't been in my boat. Well, I'm telling you right now, I can tell you right now, Lord God, help us. Here's Peter. Lord God, when Jesus asked, whom do men say that I am? Oh, they begin to say, Jeremiah, John the Baptist came in on that one too. Do you hear me? Do you hear me right now? Maybe John the Baptist was in prison, or maybe he done had his head cut off. Shout with me a little bit. But oh, he wants to know, but what do you say of me? But who do you say I am? Oh, John just need to hear another word from God. I need a fresh word from God. I said I need a fresh word from God. I don't need no stale bread. I need fresh bread right off the altar of God. Hollow bread from God Almighty.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, God. Here. I thought there was Elijah. Lord, he was a great prophet of God, too. All of us can get discouraged at times.
Amen.
Amen. You can say, Alcho Mia, that's me.
Yeah.
Brother, I have.
Yeah.
I've prayed and I preached and I think, oh God, I want to see the whole world saved. Oh Lord God, I do. So does she.
Yeah.
So does he.
Yeah. Amen.
I thought, Lord, I need a double portion. He might holler back to you and say, yeah, now that's the hard thing too.
Amen.
Don't shout me down now.
All right. Amen, Lord.
Come on now.
Amen.
Because I could tell you there's things we ask him about in this book that they ask him too.
Yeah.
But there was a condition to get it.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
I could see those two disciples. They said, John has said to us, do we look? Is it you, or do we look for another? We need to go tell him, is it you? Is it you? And what did he begin to say? What did Christ speak? I read it to you. Now listen. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which ye do hear and see. I need to see the works of God being done in me.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. See, judgment begins with us. We need to see that work. I could see them go down there and say to him, Lord, John sent us. And this is what he's asking. Is it you that should come, or do we look for another? Now, this wasn't a backslid preacher, I can tell you that.
Amen.
This was a man of God, brother.
Amen.
But all hell was coming against him. He knew he had to decrease. Oh, he knew what he was facing.
Amen.
He knew when he said to Herod, do you hear me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can tell you, in the last day, we're going to be facing things, brother. We better be filled with God. We better not be wavering.
Come on.
Come on now. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He need not receive nothing of the Lord.
Amen.
Come on now. I didn't write this book. But I can go to it and find out who is the author. Because the Spirit in me bears witness, this is the word of the living God. And I thought there, when here it was, I seen those disciples. They followed him. Peter walked on the water. They went out healing the sick, casting out devils. They seen him feed multitudes on and on and on, open the blind eyes, raise the dead. And one day, Lord God, they saw things that it's beyond unreal in the natural man, carnal man. But yet, when he said, I want to know, who do you say that I am? It's a personal relationship. Not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord, do you hear me? But it's he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. My God, my God, my God. Give me a word to speak the word, Lord. And I heard him begin to say, but whom do you say that I am? And they begin to say, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, Eli, one of the prophets. But then he said, but who do you say that I am? Oh my God, he is my Lord and my Savior. And it still takes the Holy Ghost to call him Lord to the glory of God. Do you hear me what I'm saying? My God, my God. And here's Peter. They done heard the devils. They heard the devils. Why have you come to torment us before our time? We know who you are. The devils know who he is. I just wish the church would know him in the power and the resurrection and the suffering being conformed to his death.
Yes,
my God. It'll only happen when you decrease.
Yes.
I thought, oh God. Then Peter speaks up and says, Thou art the Christ,
amen,
the Son of the living God.
Glory.
Do you remember what John heard at that River Jordan?
Yes.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Yes. Hear ye him.
Yes.
Oh God.
Amen.
See, the Holy Ghost bearing witness who he was. And like a shape of a bodily form of dove came,
yes,
and lit upon him.
Yes.
Oh, he said, I have need you baptize me. Oh Lord, here, and then the Lord looks at Peter and said, blessed are thy Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you,
amen,
but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Well, guess who bared witness to him, to John in that river?
Yeah.
The Father.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Remember?
He
said, this is my, that was God speaking.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh Lord, just speak a word and say to me when I'm troubled and bothered about things.
Yes.
Oh God, I said, lay on my heart somebody that needs help.
Yes.
We're supposed to be fellow helpers of the truth. We're supposed to reach down and say, such as I have, I can give unto
you. Yes,
my God, my God. And I thought, oh God, John, we got a message from him. I got a message for what is it? He told us to tell you. Oh, I believe it could have been this way, in another way. Don't look for another. It is him.
Yeah.
But what he done, he gave them the scriptures concerning him. Do you hear me? Oh, and when he began to tell them, oh, he knew then. I don't have to look for nobody else. Do you hear me? Oh, my God, my God, my God. I'm not looking for another Jesus. I'm not looking for another gospel. I have the gospel. It's a glorious gospel. I'm not my God, somebody. All I need to know, well, all I need to do is know him in the power, in the resurrection, as Paul said, that I may know him.
Amen.
To know God. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church.
Yep.
He said, his church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Brother and sister, when you're building your life on the Word of God and you stand on it, when the devil comes, when those fiery darts come, and I can tell you, I've read in this book, God, I said, oh God, help us. Do you know the Bible says the devil taketh them at his own will? He taketh them at his own will. But I can tell you, don't ever believe for one minute the devil can get into a blood-bought child of God. It's impossible.
That's
do
right,
you hear
man.
Me? I can tell you, if Christ is in there and he's living and reigning in that heart, yes, you're going to go through things.
Amen.
Yes, there's going to be. You may not be put in prison, but I can tell you right now, those disciples were thrown in prison. They were beaten.
Right.
And I thought there one time when Jesus going, oh God, he said they were going to take him and kill him and hear me hear what I'm saying? And oh, Peter spoke up and oh, he said, not so, Lord. What's not wrong? See, he was coming against the word of God. Do you hear me? And I turned just like looking at those. Here's Peter. Now, he done got a revelation, but here he says, oh, my God, never, Lord. I'll die. I'll go to prison. We'll all go, Lord. And all of a sudden, he said, Lord, no, I'm not going to let this happen. But the Lord turned around and said, Satan, get behind me, for thou sayest the things of man and not of God. Let's start saying the things of God. When the devil comes at you, take that two-edged sword and say, it is written. My Christ that was on that mountain 2,000 years ago, he said to the devil, it's written. And I can say the same thing to Christ in me. It's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. When the devil comes, don't roll over and pray possum. Stand up, gird up your loins, and say to the devil, get behind me, Satan. You're an offense unto the gospel of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Linda, years ago, I might have shared it since we've been here. She had a dream. And in that dream, she looked and she saw this person all curled up. Like just scared, just curled up. And she got looking at that person. And it was her. She could tell you if yes. And apparently the Lord spoke. You had to talk to her about it. You can get up if you want to. You can lay there and boo-hoo. Mm-hmm. I've done that too.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't pray a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't know. I don't know, Lord. Hello?
Yeah.
Right. Moses needed someone to lift his hands up.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
And the Bible says, lift up holy hands.
Yeah, holy hands.
Those feeble.
Yeah.
Woo! It gets heavy sometimes, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you need a word in due season.
Amen. Amen.
John's waiting for the message. And here comes those two disciples of him. You don't have to look for another John. Here's the message he gave us. See, he cannot deny himself.
Amen.
When he speaks, it's the word of God. That's forevermore settled in
him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think I heard a song, don't give up on the child of God. Is that right? Is that right? The Bible says this. Where does God command a blessing? To that church that is in unity.
Yes.
In unity. See, you need somebody that you know that's walking with God.
Yeah.
Plenty that really walks with God.
Yes.
And you find that person when we pray together because we're in agreement.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Where there's two or three gathered in my name. Yeah. I'm so glad he didn't go 30. You get a little sore here tonight. Come on now.
Yeah.
And then out of that 30, Is a 15 maybe green?
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
I didn't like the message.
Yeah.
He don't have no love.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's true.
He won't shake my hand.
Yeah. Who said that?
Earl.
Tonight, shake Earl's hand before you leave. Amen? No. God does not have no pets. He's not a respecter of persons, sister. Amen. He loves you as much as he loves me.
That's right.
You don't think he didn't love John the Baptist? I believe when they came back, I don't know what they told. I know what they told him because they brought the message back. The gospel is preached to the poor. And blessed is he who is not offended in me.
Yes, amen.
If that word offends you, just get on your knees, humble yourself. Because when you use that word, it offends the devil.
Yes, amen.
Right, amen.
Sure it does. Offends the flesh and the carnal.
Yes, it does. Amen.
Oh, church, please take a hold of this tonight. So don't ever think, when you look at those disciples, they were tried, they were tested, they were put to death, but they stood.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta stand with your loins girded.
That's right.
Yes.
Devil, I got the breastplate of righteousness on.
Yeah.
I got the helmet of salvation, got my feet shod with the preparation. Those disciples had the gospel going.
Yeah.
Blessed are the feet of.
Yes, amen.
That bring good tidings. Oh, shout with me now.
Yes.
Oh, they're going back there. And you know what they're going back? Not with an opinion, not with an ideal, but with the word of God.
That's right, amen.
That's what we need.
Yes.
That's why God says, preach the word.
It'll clean you up.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Why? Because the time will come.
They will not.
They will turn their ears from what? The truth. Tickle my ear.
Keep it under the
oh, you just so good in that. Oh, the Lord's so good. You ain't prayed all week long. You ain't read that much. The Lord says you better get busy. Come on now, shout with me now. Oh God, I must be about my Father's business at 12 years old. Oh, but at about the end of his life, I believe he went, it might have been the same temple. He was there where those lawyers was and those doctors. He said, don't you know I'm about my Father's business? Do you hear that? Oh, they just couldn't grasp that for some reason. Do you, Mary and you couldn't quite get a hold of that. We've been looking all over you for it. When you seek him with all your heart, you'll find me wherever that's
at. Amen.
My God. Here. Maybe it was the same temple. I don't know. And one day he walks into that temple. And what he sees, he does not like.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't believe, you know, when John the Baptist, I don't believe they drug him. He went in there and said, to be absent, I'll be there. Amen. I could see Paul. He didn't have to drag him. He said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith.
Yeah.
Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And I could hear him say these words. To be absent from the body.
Yes.
I'll be in the presence of the one that I was willing to lay my life down for.
Amen.
Brother Williams, would you come, brother? Would you come, Brother Williams? Praise be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.